Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip. What to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode.
I think one of the most important lessons in life is the ability to keep going in spite of challenges, in spite of difficulty, in spite of anything that life throws your way. And I've seen this so many times in my life, that the goal is not to get rid of problems and challenges. The goal is to be able to navigate them no matter what life throws at you. I think so often we think that one day we're going to reach a point where there is no more problems. We've solved everything. We did everything in our to-do list. We've resolved every trauma, every challenge. We have enough money to solve any problem. I think many people go through life chasing that feeling of security and the illusion that one day they're going to be done, whatever that means to them. They're going to come to a point where everything is done. They're going to come to a point where they've resolved every challenge and now life just flows. I think my younger self was under that illusion as well. And the more I live life, the more I realize that, first of all, there's always going to be challenges. Even the most spectacular days that I've had this year, every day there's some sort of challenge. And it could be purely internal, nothing to do with the outside world. But there's always something, and it's how you navigate those moments that makes or breaks you. It's entirely your reaction to what's happening. That is the important part. Not what someone said or what someone did or what you said or what you did. Even when you fuck up, it's how you react to your own fuck up that determines the trajectory of your mood, the trajectory of the rest of the day, the trajectory of your life. If you think of life as a series of moments, the way you react to every moment is how you're painting in the picture. It's like if life is a coloring book, you're drawing in between the lines through your reactions and your moods and your ability to navigate each and every moment of your life. So never wish for life to be easier. I think Jim Rohn said it best. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge. Wish for more wisdom. But that first line, don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. I know for sure I was this way before, and I'm sure many other people are as well, where they wish it was easier. And they wish there was less challenges, and they wish that if only this, then that. Or if only I hadn't done this, then that. And I think there's a temptation to chase money, or chase power, or chase success, because you think when you get to that point, things are going to be easier. When I have more money, I'll be able to deal with this and this and this. When I have power, I'll be able to deal with this. When I have success, I'll be happy. You know, whatever that looks like for you. Someone illuminated this for me many years ago. He said, when you become more successful, you don't eliminate problems. You actually have bigger problems to deal with. And he brought up the example of how when he was broke, even though there was these seemingly huge problems, like how am I going to pay the rent? I don't have enough money. All of these sort of financial problems that he was facing. He says that in comparison to the challenges he deals with now as a multimillionaire, that his challenges now are bigger than the small challenges of how do I pay my rent. So his point was that as you grow and become more successful, you actually get handed bigger and bigger challenges to deal with. The challenges don't go away. You become a stronger person. Therefore, you also become more capable of dealing with greater challenges. So one thing we can do, knowing all of this, is to embrace challenge. Actually lean into the challenge. And anytime you encounter a painful moment in your life, a challenging moment, a moment of friction, a moment of frustration, commend yourself. Good. This is good. We have work to do. This is the work. Anytime you hit upon friction, that's the work. That is the challenge of the day. That is the challenge in the present moment for you to work through. So it's not a bug in the system. It's not a failure. It's the design of the game. Here you are. You came here to learn, to grow. You're encountering challenge. Perfect. This is what it's all about. So that's number one, is to embrace the challenge. Whatever you're going through, no matter how tough it is, lean into it, roll up your sleeves and actually welcome the challenge. Say, good. Thank you, God, for putting me in this situation. Thank you for believing in my capability of dealing with this. Because I can deal with this. And I'm ready for the challenge. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better, right? So if you're asking God for anything, ask for more wisdom, more strength, more resourcefulness, more creativity. But don't ask God to remove challenges or roadblocks. They're there for a reason. The second thing I want to highlight is to keep going. So much of life depends on you being able to navigate the challenge and to keep going despite the challenge. No matter what is happening in your life, whether you're succeeding or failing, whether you're experiencing resentment, anger, frustration, envy, hopelessness, depression, if you can just instill in your mind, we are going to keep going. We're going to keep going. If you can just keep going, so many of the problems and challenges you're facing resolve themselves on their own or through time or through you getting stronger. One of those combinations. But it requires that persistence and that grit and that patience to just keep going. No matter what, keep going. No matter what, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going. A great metaphor that I read recently was, if you're driving to a party and you take the wrong turn, do you just not show up at the party? Or do you find your way back and keep driving and make your way to the party? And I think if I look at some of the moments in my life that I wish I could have done differently, it's not the moments of failure that get to me, the moment of taking the wrong turn. It's the moments of deciding not to go to the party, giving up on making it, you know? So wrong turns are going to happen. This is inevitable. You're going to make plenty of wrong turns, plenty of setbacks, plenty of challenges. So again, embrace that. Embrace that. The key thing is, are you going to keep going to the party? Or are you going to give up? And if you decide, hey, I made a wrong turn, I'm not going to show up to the party, you're missing out. That is the failure. You know, that is the failure. Deciding to give up on a dream or give up on a goal and to not keep going. Anyway, I know this was an unpolished video, but I felt compelled to make it for anyone who needs to hear this message. Anyone going through a tough time, embrace the challenge, embrace the difficulty. Don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. And most of all, keep going. Never give up, just keep going. Pick yourself up one step at a time, and you're going to make it. You're going to make it to the party. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe if you want to hear more late night ramblings. And visit me at jameszander.com. That's where I have my super secret newsletter. So sign up, and I'll see you there.
This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening, and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.